This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone,
USA baby,
I was born by God's dear grace.
Don't forget it, it is a gift
in an extraordinary place
called America. Where?
Where the stars and stripes
and those eagles fly.
That's right.
And the eagles fly. Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hello, my friends. This is Scott Henin, along with Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, our entire team, super producer Chris Larson, Dan the Man answering the phones. Today, say hi to Daniel when you call. It is Trooper Talk till the bottom of the hour. Your calls, questions, and comments on anything for North Dakota Highway Patrol troopers today on the program. By the way, the National Weather Service has told us the high wind warning in effect till 7 o'clock tonight. High wind warning in effect till 7 p.m. Thursday, rather. Northwest winds up to 40 miles an hour, gusts to 60 miles an hour. Expected that is expanding now from portions of south central North Dakota. So it is expanding westward, basically, Burley County, Bismarck covered by that. And it goes until 7 p.m. on Thursday. In effect, until 7 p.m. on Thursday, the high wind warning. And you now have some, well, it looks to be, what would you call that, Ken? Is that the S?
I can't say what I'd call that.
O W.
I cannot articulate that at this point right now.
But it looks
crap,
it's a little sleetish.
Yeah.
No accumulations to speak of at all. But you're certainly seeing a little bit of the stuff that we expected and forecasted.
Stop,
so yeah,
stop.
Frankly, Ryan. All right, back with Sergeant Amberley. We're expected to be joined by Sergeant Cadmus as well today. So not one, but two troopers today on the program. Calls, questions, and comments, welcome. I mentioned before the break, we started talking about distracted driving. Anything goes today, any questions you have. But texter says, when will driving with dogs in your lap finally become illegal? People drive a dog in their lap. Shouldn't they have to pay a huge fine?
There we go.
Distracted, or for me, that could be bad.
Yeah.
I did the It'd be bad trick. For the dog if you rear end somebody. Yikes.
When I have to bring the dogs to the groomer or anything, I do this little thing where I put the leashes on, and then I put the leash in the door, close the door and the mm-hmm. leash, so you kind of have a little governor to keep
there
them in a certain spot. But is it, to start with that, is it having dogs in a vehicle distracted driving? Does it depend on the behavior of the dogs or where the dog is? Or what's the rules, Sergeant?
It doesn't fall under the sections of law, but what it would fall under would be is if you can't maintain your lane or a different section of law. That's what we see lots of times when you have stuff like that. They're not maintaining their lane. You'd see more like a care required issue where they're just all over the road.
So something about the actual vehicle not following the rules of the road would be a violation, but just necessarily having dogs distracting you, that's not covered.
That's not covered, no.
Got it,
no.
Okay.
It's, we're pretty new at the sections of the distracted driving. I think in the next, 5-10 years, you're going to see the laws change quite a bit.
Texture says, I have a question for the trooper. When in a roundabout, shouldn't it be necessary to signal when leaving it?
It is. If you look at the actual sentry code, anytime you're leaving, you're supposed to use your blinker. Now, we'll go back to it. Roundabouts are pretty new in our state. They've been big over in Europe for years, but pretty new in North Dakota. And under the rules of the road, they are supposed to signal when exiting at the place that they are exiting.
All right. Questions or comments?
I know that.
On anything.
No, I know that.
For the troopers.
No, most people don't.
Yeah. No, now you know. That's why we have Trooper Talk. 258-0550 is the number to call. 258-0550. One more time, 258-0550, or text in your questions, 237-1590. Bob and Partial for the Trooper Talk today, and Sergeant Aberley. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, I have a question regarding title. I purchased a vehicle from a fella here a short time ago. It's a clean title. He signed off on it. I took it into motor vehicle and to get it changed in my name and so forth. And they told me there was a hang-up. Like they couldn't do it because he owed child support. And I just couldn't quite figure out what that has to do with me, or how would I even know that? So I'm kind of wondering here as to what to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I would think that there would be a lien on any kind of money that he would have made on it, which would have been in his bank account kind of deal. But I don't think the title should have been probably hung up on it. That might be one of those things, before you go into next time to do it, I would give a call down to Bismarck here at the motor vehicle and get their opinion and find out who it is that they're talking to. Maybe they can give you a little bit more detail on it. And it's just that part of the law and stuff and that part of titling, I've never heard it on titles, so I'm not sure. That'd be more
either.
Question for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's rare.
All right, Bob, good luck solving that one. Appreciate the call. I have another one related to a vehicle title, a text that came in. I'm in the process of getting a vehicle title, says this listener. The title was lost, and the DOT doesn't have records back to 1992, the last time it was licensed. In the DOT inspection process, the North Dakota Century Code states that a license plate light is required. Does this still apply to vehicles that never had a license plate light when they were new?
So it must have been the vehicle must be older than 1992. If it never had it, it's not required. I mean, it's only on stuff that's required by the vehicle.
Got it.
Now, if you change it, you take a bumper off and you put a different bumper on, and it didn't have the light at that point, you would still be required to have the light.
I didn't know that was a thing. They had to be lit up.
We have a Century Code under our equipment, 3921, for license plate lights. Nowadays, it's pretty much standard. I don't know how far back that year would be that you'd probably get away with not having the actual license plate light. I can't remember it.
Of course, most of this winter, my license plate light has just been lighting up a bunch of snow over the top of my license.
Yeah.
Hard to read those.
All right, let's see here. Texas says, since North Dakota constitutional carry gives the right to carry a loaded handgun, can I also carry a loaded rifle or shotgun in my vehicle?
Okay, so I'm going to only speak on the constitution carry part. I'm not going to talk about the game of fish part, because that's a whole different thing, because there is times of the year that you can't carry one while hunting, kind of deal. You'd have to talk to a game warden on that. But under the law, yes, that they fall under the constitutional carry.
All right, got you an answer there.
Game and fish, you can have. It has to be cased. You can't be driving around shooting from your vehicle. But, you know, to be
cased,
I don't think it can be chambered either, can it?
Well, that's why I'm not going to muddy the water with it, because I know the law, but I'm not going to muddy the water and stuff like that. There is times of the year, like deer hunting, that you can't have it chambered.
Yeah.
But if you're shooting gophers or something like that in your pasture, you can have it.
Right.
So that's why I don't want to
gotcha.
Muddy the water on something like that. That'd be something that they should maybe ask their local game warden on during that time of season.
Dexter wants to know, is it considered distractive driving for an officer at a stoplight to punch in someone's license plate on their computer?
Well, we fall under that emergency motor vehicle section, and it's just like the same thing falls under the actual, if you're calling 911 on your phone or texting 911, you'd fall under the same thing where it's not against the law. We find a lot of stolen vehicles that way and stuff like that, too.
We always get those, and it always causes me to scratch my head a little bit, like, you know, hey, if you can do it, I can do it. Never mind that it's a law enforcement officer that's trying to, you know, enforce the laws. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. A bunch of texts coming in. Calls, welcome to For the Trooper. We have one more segment after this, so last chance to get those in. 258-0550, 258-0550. If I'm texting Scott, for what's on your mind, do I get a pass on distracted driving rules?
No.
We love you, but no, please don't. That's why we prefer you call. See, it's not, you're not distracted if you're...
Yeah, hands-free.
Right there in the phone. Right, exactly right. It works just great. All right, a few more coming in here, but I'm going to save these until the other side of the break. This texture has nothing to do with our Trooper Talk, which is going to continue for one more segment. So get your questions or comments in for the Troopers, 258-0550. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And today, you buy two fresh-made cookies, you get one free. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Exactly right. And lots of meatloaf and hot meat sandwiches today. PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. Well, I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Text of the day. Where did you say there were Swedish meatballs today at PetroServe USA? Well, you got a lot of choices. Glendon, you're traveling Highway 10, Valley City, and the West Main Avenue West Fargo location, the PetroServe USA. Love answering those questions. Mac and beef is on my mind, 12th Avenue and I-29. Does that sound good or what?
Mm-hmm.
Mac and beef. That's,
they do a good job with it, too.
Exactly right. And cheesy taco hot dish, West Main Avenue West Fargo today. Taco bacon, Harwood. Good. PetroServe USA. Also brought to you today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Hot Tubs. We're talking about Hot Spring Spas, number one ownership experience. Saunas, swim spas, pools, all the patio accessories, the billiards, the game tables. They've got it all. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, the number two. Find them online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Amazing support, too. They obviously have all the hardware, but chemicals, maintenance, all of that. Oh.
13th Avenue East, West Fargo, next to Spitfire, right in front of Walmart South Expressway, Bismarck, in front of Grand City's Mall, Grand Forks. They're wellness factories, what they are. All right.
That app is awesome.
One segment left, and lots of calls to get to for Sergeant Aberley here. Let's see here. Let's go first to Kirk and McKinsey. Go ahead, Kirk. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I was wondering, when you come to a T in the highway and there's a right turn lane and a left turn lane, if you're in the right turn lane, are you still required to use your turn signal to go around the corner?
Yes, you are. Anytime you're making a turn, you're required to have the turn signal on.
Okay, I was just kind of curious about that because you can't turn left because you're in the right turn lane, and you can only go right.
Yeah, I know it with the lane it has and everything like that. It just, I think it's one of those things that it's, since you're already required on any other roadway, it's just easier to keep it in the wordage that anytime you're making that turn, that's, it doesn't matter if there's a turn lane or not. You have to have your turn.
When in doubt,
yep.
throw that blinker on. There you go. Randy Fargo for Trooper Aberley. Go ahead, Randy.
Given today's weather conditions and the high weather or high wind warnings, what are the restrictions on semi-drivers that have double or triple trailers out there?
So lots of times we don't really put anything out on, we'll put an advisory out to them on those large loads. Now, we'll put something out on permittable loads. We might put a restriction on that and send a text to them saying that they can't be on the roadway, but most time you're just going to see an advisory to get off the roadway.
Okay, because a lot of times you see these double, triple, and they're out there in these high winds, and they're bouncing all over the place on the interstate. I just think wouldn't it be advisable just to have them get off the interstate during the high winds to avoid accidents or near accidents?
Yeah, it's and you do see that in some states where they those large loads or the doubles, triples, where they might have large boards when you come in the state telling them to get off the roadway or it's closed, but at this time in North Dakota, we just have advisories, and that'd be it for the high winds.
Thanks, Randy. Appreciate it. Terry and Wishick, go ahead for the Trooper on Trooper Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Terry, you're up.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk to Sergeant about flashing when you're driving. You know, at night, you got your brights on or you have your dims on, and there's some idiot coming straight for you, and he's got his brights on. Somebody told me you can't flash them.
Well, under the section of law, if you're, you know, within a certain distance, you can't flash them because then you're hitting them with the bright lights then also. So, no, then it would be against the law. Now, if they're a half
right.
mile away or a mile away and you do it, it's not a big deal, but it's when you're down to 500 feet.
So if they don't do it, any way I can put an old spotlight on the front and nail them with that?
No, because then you're breaking the law then, too.
I want to get
best
that,
thing you can do
yeah.
is just look to your right.
I want to get that lighter
right,
on the back.
Watch that white line.
Yep, blast them from behind, too.
Yeah. And then when it's foggy out, is there a law that says they got to have the lights on? I mean, half the time you're going down the fog on especially two lanes, and there's no somebody coming. You can't see
it.
It
is the law.
Right on you.
It is the law,
yep.
right, Sergeant?
Yep, it is the law. Yep. Anytime there's inclement weather, which fog would fall under, snow fog, anything like that, you're supposed to have your headlights on.
Let me repeat. It is the law to turn your lights on in inclement weather. And clearly, at least half of the driving public is not aware of that law because they don't do it. But, Terry, share your frustration there. Thank you.
Clearly, half the public's not aware of the speeding law either. But
yeah, that's a good point. Texter says, what is a higher priority for a trooper, windows too tinted or cars without plates on the front asking for a friend?
You know, I would probably go with the tinted windows just because it's your view is cut down, especially at night. You see some of these vehicles. Now we're starting to see people tint their front windshield, which is illegal. You can't see out of them, and we see people jump the curbs and hit things just because they're tinted windows.
John, Valley City, last call for Trooper Aberley. Go ahead, John.
I was just wondering about the flashers. Can you use them at 45 miles an hour and less? And then right now when we have bad weather, can you put your flashers on so people can see you?
You know, we don't enforce the flasher thing too much. I mean, if you're driving 65, 75 miles per hour, you shouldn't have them on. But anytime you have reduced speed, we see that a lot, especially, you know, someone's not comfortable driving at 75 miles per hour in snow and stuff like that. They might be driving that 45 miles per hour. They do put their flashers on. And, it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's, you know, it follow the section of the law, maybe not to the T, but it's not something that we're going to be stopping.
Texter says, how is it legal that bicycles are allowed on highways and are taking up a complete lane and being a danger to other motorists on the road when coming over a hill or a blind corner?
Well, a bicycle is supposed to be on the roadway, which is under our Sentry Code. So they are considered a vehicle. So you'd hope that those people would be over by the white line, coming on some of the roads that during the summertime when people like to ride the bikes for cross country, they do a lot of our smaller two-lane roads, and that's probably where that individual's talking about.
But it's the law. It's the law.
It is the law. They have to be on the roadway.
Most important question of the day. Ask Sergeant Aberley where his best fishing hole is.
I'm guessing someone I know. I'm not giving that up.
I was going to say, that's a tall order there, by golly. Last comment, and I think we all share this. I'm a listener to What's On Your Mind. Comment for the trooper. Thanks for your service. Whatever you're getting paid, it's not enough. Especially in today's world. We do appreciate the work you do. Sergeant, thanks for the time today.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Enjoyed the conversation. And, folks, got a lot of good answers in there. A lot of questions on some new topics. Always fun. Sergeant Darcy Aberley, North Dakota Highway Patrol. That's Trooper Talk on What's On Your Mind. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Deadly storms sweeping through the South have at least two people dead as severe weather dropped trees, spawned dozens of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina over the past 24 hours. In Georgia, there were reports of two tornadoes. Bryan County Fire and Emergency Services said that the tornado debris had trapped some people in their homes. Bryan County is home to Savannah. The evidence of apparent atrocities in Ukraine with civilian executions by Russian soldiers in the suburbs of Kyiv remind us of another European horror, the Bloody Balkans War of the 1990s, and the difficulties of bringing those responsible to justice. President Zelensky reminds the world the UN is supposed to stop invasions like this.
This definitely means that the United Nations is currently unable to carry out functions for which it was created. After what the world saw in Bucha, sanctions against Russia must commensurate with the gravity of the occupiers' war crimes.
USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Say you're beautiful enough, but that don't mean it ain't on my mind.
Good little reminder there, right?
And I know sometimes we have differences and fight.
Never.
But I hate when I see you cry. If you're ever worried.
28 before the top of the hour. Just tell your wife she's beautiful because she is inside and out.
I love that. That's Kane Brown, by the way. Great artist.
There's
new
a message
artist.
Right yeah. there. Yeah. Love Kane Brown. Love a lot of those new country voices.
I do too.
They're great. Hey, 60 plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service is what you get from Gateway Building Systems. They've gained that hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor that holds the experience, the quality, the reliability, and the safety above all. And they strive to take you further, whether it's commercial and farm grain equipment, storage, commercial buildings, they have what you need. Number one Brockman dealer in the USA. They're locally owned, turnkey convenience, factory direct product. They have grain bin storage in stock. That's right. Ask about seasonal discounts, too, from Gateway Building Systems. GatewayBuilding.com or call them at 800-747-4499. So our final topic today, and we've had covered it all today, haven't we?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Trooper talk to the food shortage. By the way, somebody is not as concerned as we are about the food situation in the Ukraine. So, Scott, slow down. Ukraine is smaller than the state of Texas. They're not a world grain producer. Droughts in the U.S., government paying farmers to destroy their crops. Asia had a record drought in 2021. Processed corporate-made food is going to skyrocket, so stay away from processed food. Eat healthier. Ukraine is trying everything to get the world involved in World War III. We're being conditioned by the U.S. intelligence community. We're being psychologically conditioned through shenanigans. We're also being pushed into a civil war in the U.S. Be aware, be ready, and buy lots of ammo. Interesting take there. I've heard almost the exact opposite related to Ukraine and the role they play in agriculture because they have 1/4 of the black dirt in the world. Right?
Yeah. No,
so they're a mega food producer. But
they're the number 8 wheat producer in the world. I think we're number 4 or 5, but I mean
they're not small.
A player, but they only sell to predominantly 3 countries.
Yeah,
as they found out, but you know they're still selling around. You know,
in the question,
their country.
The question you're getting into: who's going to sell to who, and what's that going to mean?
Yeah, true.
This is why it's a thing. Texas says story I just read in the Cattle Business Weekly says USDA is projecting a 5 to 8% drop in U.S. cattle production this year. All right, be aware of that as well. That is one tough biz these days, no doubt about that. Final topic of the day, education, which I believe if we take every concern, frustration, worry about the United States of America and the future today, we could source it back to our education system, taking God out of schools. You know, just the data. Just look at the raw data on at what rate kids are learning at. We have an education crisis, which is one of the reasons I'm excited that Capstone Classical Academy is a brand new school in North Dakota that is affiliated with Hillsdale College, and their headmaster, Paul Fisher, is with us today. We're going to talk about STEM from a classical standpoint, and a classical education, which we're learning right along with a lot of folks that are enrolling for classes this fall. They've had enrollment open now for a couple months, and they've got student applications rolling in, and pre-K through 6th grade. They're adding grades 7 through 12 in the years to come, and Acres under contract, and a big future, a bright future ahead. Paul, nice to have you back. How are you?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well. So, 30,000-foot view on just the overall classical education. What is that differentiator? What is classical education?
Yep, it's the brand of education that we had in this country prior to the Industrial Revolution and the progressive change in education around the turn of the 20th century. It's concerned with virtue and wisdom and cultivating that in young people. It's a soulful education that's concerned with the whole person. And ultimately, it's rooted in the classical civilization. So Greece and Rome, in terms of their idea of pursuing what's good, what's true, and what's beautiful, and becoming fully human when we pursue those transcendent things, it's education for a deep, rich person and cultivating a human being and the human soul, rather than producing someone, a worker for the economy only.
Speaking of a worker for the economy, the thing right now in K through 12 is STEM, right? This is the thing: science, technology, engineering, and math. You hear about it all the time. So how is the classical approach to STEM different than the standard K through 12 public education approach?
Yep. I think it's context, right? When we teach kids in STEM, some schools do it in an exploratory way. They want kids to have things to play with and do some engineering and reverse engineering. And all of those activities are really valuable. If you've watched kids play with and take apart machines, they learn a lot, learn perseverance, right? There's virtue that can be learned in building, in problem solving, in trying to make up an experiment that probably won't work and you won't get the results you wanted. So STEM is something we would stand behind in the classical schools. But science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, without human context, without ethics, without philosophy, without faith, ends up being an exercise in greed and often in corruption. And so the concern is, how do we have this responsibility of handling this created world in such a way that it doesn't create more pain? How do we do it in such a way that it actually makes the world a better place? And we've outsmarted ourselves as human beings many times with technology. We've watched over the last couple of years and asked questions about corruption and greed in the world of science. So for our kids in a classical school, the idea is you can't separate history and you can't separate faith and you can't separate logic, certainly, from the role of being a scientist or an engineer.
So let's take math.
Yeah.
How do you approach math with what you just talked about and how it's different? I mean, math is math, right? 2 + 2 = 4. How do you give me an example of what you're talking about with math?
Well, math is, I think for most of us, math is about computing answers when we were kids, right? It's just about getting the right answer. But in a classical school, there's some concern about how you get to the right answer. We teach algorithms. So when you learn to have numbers in a column, so you could subtract big numbers or add big numbers, and you remember the terms borrowing and carrying, the way we do long division, those are like calculators you give kids, right? And that's a good thing. They're utilitarian. They work. The problem is that kids often don't know what's happening behind the algorithm. They don't understand math. They just know how to get an answer. So in a classical school, we see the beauty of math, and we want kids to go deep into number sense. How do numbers work with each other? Why does math work the way it does? And so from an early age, we use what we call the Singapore method, and you can research that out there on the Internet. But the idea is, why are the Asian countries so good at math, and we were struggling? It's partially because we helped folks to learn how to get answers in our schools, but not how to think mathematically. And so we're learning to think mathematically, which in the end creates much better STEM students, right?
So Singapore method is what you described.
Yeah.
Flush that out a little for me. What makes it... How do you do that?
Yeah, it's taking kids from what you can see and what you can feel when they're young, right? The visual, the pictorial, the tangible, the tactile, and moving it to the abstract later. And that's basically the Singapore approach, but it's big on problem solving. And we have different problem solving models. So kids become good at mental math, and they become really good at solving problems in different ways.
Fascinating. So would that apply also like on the science and engineering side?
Yeah, absolutely.
So your approach is different how?
Well, so we do biographical stories in science, so kids can understand the story of science, that it's a human endeavor. And engineering, when it comes to engineering, our kids are, you know, they're naturally inquisitive, right? I mean, they want to understand more. What we want to stoke in kids is wonder and curiosity about how things work. And so when a teacher teaches a class, we don't use a science textbook to teach the class. We use a library of books that are wonderful books that captivate their imagination about the natural world, about machines. And then by the time they're in high school, we put them to work doing the things that they might do in other schools, you know, engineering things themselves, designing laboratory experiments themselves and seeing if they work rather than being given a recipe to follow.
So I wonder today, are kids taught about Ben Franklin and how he did what he did? I don't know. Or did they go right to, you know, sort of the mathematical, you know?
Yeah, there's no history generally taught in the science curriculum at any depth. But part of the reason you do that is because you live vicariously through the lives of those scientists who went before you.
Right.
And you learn about virtue, you learn about wisdom, you learn about greed and corruption, you learn about sabotage. The world of science and engineering and mathematics is full of human vice and virtue.
Fascinating. Kev, you got a call over there?
We do. Sarah had a question.
Sarah, go ahead with your question for Paul Fisher, headmaster at Capstone Classical Academy. You're talking about the classical approach to STEM today on the program. Go ahead, Sarah.
This isn't really about that, but it's sort of. I want to know how you're supposed to function when you're dealing with, like, darkness in a school. Like, you have people that are assaulting the best teachers that we have. They're going after them in a way that's just devious and manipulative and beyond comprehension. My daughter has been out of school now for 2 years. She can't even get into the school. She was targeted by a principal, and then that was supported by the superintendent, and then that was supported by the school board, and no one will even listen or give her access to education. That's how dark this thing is.
And dark's a word that I think would describe a lot of what we hear.
Boy, is it, yeah.
Culturally right now in schools. Advice for Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah, you're talking about your daughter in terms of being a student in school or your daughter as an employee in school?
She's a student.
Being a student.
But she was run out of school.
Yeah.
Because she would not go along with a false narrative that was being put forth for her teacher. She was called into the office and she would not go along. And then she became a target. And that's what happened to this teacher.
Yeah, well, I would think, Sarah, that, you know, in any school, there's a number of faculty and administration that desire to treat each human with dignity and to let ideas have their fair chance in the realm of civil discourse. I'm sure there's some classrooms where that's not happening, but the challenge here is that there is the size factor of our schools. It is very challenging to manage that kind of diversity in the current polarized state that we're in, where folks are worried about litigation, they're worried about, you know, being shamed or canceled, they're worried about all of these things, and sometimes we lose sight of the heart of taking care of our kids.
Short break, come back with more of our conversation with Paul Fisher from Capstone Classical Academy. This is a first-of-its-kind partnership with Hillsdale nationwide, and it is in North Dakota. They'll open this fall in Fargo, and it's... fascinating to hear about this classical approach to education today. More of our conversation coming up with Paul after a short time out on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
PetroServe USA says, come on in, have a cup of coffee with us, or a cappuccino, or a fountain pop, any size, 49 cents. PetroServe USA, big bag of the Old Trapper beef jerky, $12.99, salted nut rolls, 3 for $2, liquid ice energy drinks, 16-ounce size, 2 for $3.50, and a big 28-pack of water is just $3.99. Don't forget those tie-dye hoodies, too. Buy one, get one free. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. I've been talking about those 22 Sierra 1500s. They got one in. Yeah, somebody already snapped it up, but they did get some pictures. So if you pop onto Schwann's social media stuff, you'll be able to see that one. Meanwhile, other new Buicks and GMCs are also arriving daily, and over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are all clearly marked price to sell. Various makes and models, and most come with Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. Give you some peace of mind. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the hour, more with Paul Fisher, headmaster at Capstone Classical Academy. In just a moment, Merle in Perham had a shout-out about an event coming up. Merle, what you got?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling and listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Caravan of Patriots. We'd hosted several events with caravans and rallies throughout the region the last couple of years. Anyway, this Sunday, April 10th at 2:30, we're going to be hosting an event, a meet and greet with Senate candidate from District 9. His name is Nathan Miller. And then at 4:30, we're going to be hosting an event with the Minnesota Secretary of State candidates from the Republican Party, Kelly Johnner Byrne and Kim Crockett. So we want people to be informed. We want people to get to know the candidates. So we're encouraging people to come out, hear what they have to say. We also give them an opportunity to ask questions of each candidate. But, yeah, we just want to make it known throughout Otter Tail County. SB9 covers quite a bit of area. Matter of fact, Minnesota Secretary of State covers the whole state. So anybody interested, please come out. Otter Tail, Thumper Pond, it starts at 2:30 this Sunday, April 10th.
Caravan of Patriots, we're with you. Merle, thanks for doing that. Also, want to tell folks, tomorrow night at NDSU, the Turning Point USA chapter is hosting a event called Unapologetically American. How's that for refreshing? 7 p.m. Thursday, and Kevin's kind of excited about Aria Parker.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. She's quite lovely and great conservative. She was National Miss Tennessee, I think, for the Miss USA or whatever. But, yeah, she's a force. She's an up-and-comer.
Anthony Watson, an Olympic athlete with a great story. And Taylor Winston, he is a Marine that was a hero in the shooting in Las Vegas.
Yep.
So these three folks are touring the country, and they'll be there. It's open to the public. Anybody can come. 7 p.m., Prairie Rose Room, NDSU Memorial Service, NDSU Memorial Union, rather, for 7 p.m. Thursday night, Turning Point USA chapter. I want to let you know about that. All right, 9 before the top of the hour, let's continue our chat here with Paul Fisher, headmaster at Capstone. You know, as the caller demonstrated, it's just it's a really challenging time for public education, period. And we've been talking a little bit about students that identify as furries. This is a thing in schools right now, on all fours. What is going on? What is that a sign of? How have we gotten to this place?
Well, I think it's a twofold question. Part of it's pragmatic. How do you manage students, right? And we might have some ideas there, but a big part of it is that you've pulled the rug out from under what it is to be a human being anymore. We can't define terms anymore with any clarity. We witnessed in the Supreme Court, hearings that we can't define woman, but
unless you're a biologist.
What she did say was that a biologist can, which was interesting because I think we would agree with that.
Science.
I would say thank you. A biologist can tell. And that's what we've been saying for a while. But we've confused things and we've said, human value and the definition of what is a human is defined by the person. It's just an existential thing. I get to decide what a human is. And at that point, ethics falls apart. What's true, what's good, what's beautiful. Lots of things start to unravel, and we lose sight of what should be obvious. And we begin to call darkness light and light darkness. And that's where we are as a society now. And self-identity is something you create, not something that's given to you by the divine. And so I know who I am because whose image I'm made in, and I understand more about what I'm called to in life because of that defining transcendent truth. But when you pull that out, it's hard to know how to manage students. I don't even know what they are as human beings anymore. And so the biggest concern is make sure that I don't step on their self-concept. And I think that's how we ended up here. But how do you manage it when everything is a self-esteem issue? Everything's an identity issue. Everything you say that would be used to seem like a good way to maintain order in the school now becomes a way to question someone's very essence.
Yeah, without being a mind reader.
That's why I'm very glad and refreshed to hear about the classical approach and glad to know that there are options for parents out there. How's things going? Give us a quick update.
Going well. We've almost made offers to all of our teachers. I'm waiting on some teachers to accept those offers. So if you're listening out there, well, you're probably teaching class. But we need you to say yes to those. But we are finding great veteran teachers. People want to come teach in our kind of school, and we're refreshed by their enthusiasm. So we have a veteran school faculty that's starting with us, and that's exciting. Same time, we have 71 student applications in the last 2.5 months, and that network's growing. as people talk to their friends and are excited about their kids attending Capstone. We're having a mascot naming contest right now, so I can't tell you anything about the front runners, but we've had a lot of fun ones. They all have to reflect the mission well, so it's a fun contest.
This is going to be great. And pre-K through 6 is where you start.
Yep.
And then add 7 through 12 each year after.
That's right. If you start in 6th grade this year, you will graduate from Capstone Classical Academy.
Unbelievable. Great news. Teachers coming in, student applications. How do folks find out more?
Well, you can go to capstoneclassical.com. That's the easiest way. You can look for us on Facebook and Google us.
Fantastic. And again, first of its kind in the country in a partnership with Hillsdale College. And it is new in North Dakota. The greatest happening here, Fargo, this fall. Paul, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Scott.
Refreshing approach to education. God bless you.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.